This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy.
Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show. If you don't, then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Big stupid Mrs. Motherfucking Bobbin. Make him lick his own shit off your huge fucking cock.
Watch your language, you bud. We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it.
Professional radio without the rules.
Suck on it.
Ham radio.
Make that clit big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't say any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to play this fucking tape back. I did scumbag.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard that, boy. Here's your target for tonight.
And now, Ham Radio.
Now that you opened up the demon in me. Good evening, everybody!
Hello, you son of a bitch.
Yes, you son of a bitch and bastard. Hello, everybody!
Babruha!
It is the Ham Radio Show live on the Unfiltered Radio Network.
Hi, Gene.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Gene. That's one thing you ain't got, Billy. Hey-o.
I was just going to say that.
I know. 718-577-1389. Besides the B.O. smell, it is one hell of a program today. I smell success, ladies and gentlemen. I smell success. Danny took his shoes off. That might not be the only thing we smell. It is the Ham Radio Show, like I said, live on the Unfiltered Radio Network. Good evening, everybody.
Goody.
I love how everyone's joining in right when the show starts. When you see a small little number in the corner, it starts to... You start to go, what is it, because it's Rosh Hashanah? Nobody wants to listen?
Oh, that's right. It's the Jewish holiday.
Baruch Ata Adonai to all my Jewish tribe members.
Sisson Pesach.
Yeah.
Hey, they can listen for the first hour.
Don't pass over this show. You see what we did? You want to hit it, Danny? Go ahead. Don't pass it over.
That
there
was the
you
worst
go.
Joke I ever heard.
Shut up, you. Yeah. Oh. We got cymbals are crashing, bowls are smacking. It is the Ham Radio Show.
Hit the cowbell, Bill.
Yeah. Do we need this show needs more cowbell.
I just like bell botches. I like working with the Jews. They blows the chauffeur.
Hey, one, two, three, four. Hey. I don't know.
Yeah, that just happened.
I don't even know how the fuck this show is going now.
I don't know.
Joe just made a blow the chauffeur joke. I made a Passover joke. It's Rosh Hashanah.
That's not my joke. That's the old Bell Bott joke. Remember Bell Bott?
No, she, I don't. Yes, I know.
She's an old-time comedian with a dirty mouth. Like me.
Did his teeth fall out?
Hi-yo!
Yeah, I did.
By the way, Joe's missing teeth.
I lost two of them.
Joe's wife looks like she went five rounds with Tyson.
I know.
Didn't even make it through the full fight.
What a week I've had, folks.
Joe's got a missing two teeth in the front so he can suck some cock.
I feel like danger. Huh, I'm all right now, but boy.
I went to my doctor, Dr. Vinny Boombox.
Oh, yeah.
You can also go to Facebook Live and check us out via the interweb, which you're on already if you're listening to this program. But please go and check out the Facebook suite. It is up there and running. You can also hear the show if you need to hear the show in a different way. Okay, click the link that Danny so nicely put up on the Facebook Live as well, just in case you don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Sure.
Hi, Phoenix. How are you? Derek, Peter. Giggles, Gary, tons of Jenny,
Corey.
Jenny, my sweet. I hope everything's good down in Florida where you live, baby. How are you?
I'm in the chat room, too.
Yeah, I know. Joe's in the chat room, so please, if you have nudes, you know where he is.
I want them.
Yeah.
Give them to me.
Yeah, so Joe's missing two front teeth. His wife is...
Got
bruises
eye.
And a black eye. She has a broken orbital bone, a broken nose.
Yeah,
she fell on concrete. So that's what Joe told the cops.
That's the truth. I wasn't even there.
Unleash the fury!
I punched her!
Yeah.
No, she fell.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Like, you know, remember how, like, when somebody fell down those flight of stairs once?
She was at a pool.
Yeah, she fell, smashed her face. Yeah. She looks way better than she did at the beginning of the...
She's getting better.
What are we at?
At
the beginning of the beating, she looked way better. And then the beating happened, and she looked way worse. But yeah, so then I come down to the studio, and Joe has no teeth. So it's been a very weird fucking day.
Coincidence?
I'm going to be fine. I'm not even going to lie. When I first saw his wife on Facebook, I thought Joe finally snapped.
Because
Joe has a temper. We all know it. Trust me. I've seen it firsthand.
It happens.
Joe has a temper. He is like a coiled spring of rage.
What are you talking about?
When he explodes, I'm not saying you would ever hit your wife.
No.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is...
Hit you is a different
yes,
story.
Yes. What I'm saying is the...
please do.
Yes, the illusion... The illusion that Joe would snap and punch his wife, she would knock out your teeth. So the thought is now in the realm of possibility.
That is the first thing everybody thinks. Believe me. It's so true. Everybody looks at me like... And they go, but I wasn't even there.
Joe had ketchup on his knuckles.
Honestly, I just thought car accident.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's that kind of an injury.
Yes.
You know, facial.
Joe's fist,
either that
Chevy and Chrysler.
Yeah. Either that or you took up.
Oh!
Yeah.
Watch out! Swerving cow.
I would never hit my wife because she would kill me.
She would beat your ass.
No, in my sleep, there would be a knife in my chest or something like that, you know.
Oh, most definitely. 718-577-1389, by the way, the phone number, just in case. This is not a domestic abuse hotline. This is the number for the Ham Radio Show.
That's right.
Also, by the way, I do have the... I think we should start off the show with some good news, Joe.
We have good news?
Good news.
It's good news.
Ooh.
Puerto Rico has been destroyed?
No, besides that.
The Twilight Zone?
Besides that. Okay. No, this is the Halloween theme, by the way.
Oh, yes,
yes. Which is also the theme song to Deadpool Bingo.
Oh.
Yes. And on Deadpool Bingo, I lead now because of the death of Jake LaMotta.
Yeah.
Jake LaMotta dying.
The Raging Cow.
No, the Raging Bull,
That's your elephant.
Oh, come on now.
Right.
Raging Bull.
He did blow up towards the end.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you look like a balloon.
Did you fuck my wife?
Yeah.
You fucking my wife?
You did.
Don't fucking lie. Did you fuck my wife?
Tell me the truth, though. Tell me the truth.
No, you know Raging Bull. Come on now, Joe. You don't have to be. Do you have to be reminded of things?
No, that was a good.
Do you have to be reminded?
Down, yeah. Ray.
Come on.
I thought De Niro died.
De Niro did not die.
Some would say he has, but that's a whole different story.
No, come on. We all know that De Niro didn't die.
Yeah, we need a surprise death. We haven't had a surprise death in a long time.
Surprise death? How about the people in Mexico?
No, I mean like a celebrity. Like when Michael Jackson died, everybody went, whoa!
Wait, shut up, Joe. Here's some Raging Bull. Come on!
They knocked me down, Ray.
When he took on Sugar Ray Robinson.
Yeah, Robinson gave some beating.
Come on, Ray, come on. Why does, by the way, Sugar Ray Robinson in this movie look like fucking Chuck Berry?
Yeah, he does.
Just wanted to bring that up. I forget things sometimes when you watch it. It looked like Chuck Berry.
I think so, yeah.
This is the scene. I'm going to fast forward. This is the scene where he beats, when Sugar Ray beats the shit out of him. Just takes the beating. De Niro takes the bleeding. His blood squirting everywhere.
That's right.
And look how smiley. Look how smiley Sugar Ray Robinson is.
Yeah.
Jake LaMotta, legendary boxer, was depicted by Robert De Niro, of course, in the 1980 film Raging Bull. He died at 95 or 96. Oh, I love when the judges
It's amazing how he lasted so long with all those head injuries and blows and stuff like that. You know, really.
Well, the only time I think he was getting blown was by that 16-year-old.
Well, you know.
I'm trying to figure out, though, in the... Oh, he got blown to dead. I'm trying to think, though, on the... Because I'm looking at the thing here. How is it possible that we don't know his age? It says 95 or 96. Well, sources vary.
You know, when they were born in those days, no one knew how old they were.
Yes,
no, they
did.
They didn't keep records the same way.
Dude, he's 1 year. He was 95, 96. He's not. There are fucking people on our list that are older than him. Danny has Kirk Douglas is 100. We know what his age is. How the fuck do we not know his age?
They may have lied about it here and there.
One thing
Jake LaMotta was a liar.
Sure he was.
Tell that
16-year-old to get the fuck out of the office.
Yeah.
According to TMZ, the former middleweight champion died of pneumonia at a nursing home.
Yeah.
He had been on a feeding tube for several weeks, but his condition...
You're killing it. Get it over here.
Get over here.
I'd like that tube, please.
You're fucking burning it.
Give me the roast beef.
But his condition deteriorated, and his family decided to cease the effort. LaMotta's boxing career, by the way, started in 1941, included 6 storied bouts, 5 of which he lost... against Sugar Ray Robinson. Yeah. His 1970s memoir, Raging Bull, My Story, of course, became the movie Raging Bull.
Yes.
By Martin Scorsese. De Niro won an Oscar for the portrayal.
That's right.
LaMotta's wife, Denise, told TMZ, quote, "I just want people to know he was great, sweet, sensitive, strong, compelling." He was a sensitive, sweet, strong, compelling man and had a great sense of humor. And his eyes, he had eyes that danced, Joe.
Make a steak.
And he was good in bed.
Get over here, you're burning it. Anyway, great movie, by the way. If you don't know what the fuck we're talking about, go rent Raging Bull.
It's a good movie, it is.
Go on fucking Netflix and find it. But even more.
Can you imagine how much you look like Terrence Bickle?
What? Are you trying to make a taxi driver joke?
Yeah, didn't he look like Terrence Bickle?
Yes, because it's the same guy.
Oh.
Can you get the fuck out of the studio now? Because that was really, like, you just killed the show for a second.
Oh.
By the way...
I haven't derailed in a long time.
Okay, but I would like to bring up the fact that we need to fucking discuss the Deadpool here.
Okay.
We need to figure out what we're doing. I'm going to kill the Halloween theme right now.
What do we got to figure out?
Well, because we got to figure out what we're doing. Now that I'm in the lead, let's discuss things the way they need to be discussed.
You still have to make all five.
Now, yes, we need to discuss what the dollar amount's going to be because we have not yet put money in.
A very small
That's number
dollar
one.
Amount.
Because, Danny, you still have a chance. You're not on the board yet at all, but you have a chance.
How am I? The fucking Prince Philip almost died like five times, and the other asshole's over 100.
It doesn't matter. You're not on the board. I'm sorry.
Look at you. You got Kirk Douglas, who's going to definitely die.
He has Kirk Douglas, who's 101.
Prince Philip, I'll kill him myself.
Prince Philip dies every other week, and he just keeps coming back.
Yeah.
Wait, let's go through Danny's picks, because Danny has some really, he has some good ones and some shitty ones.
Yeah.
Hugh Downs. I don't see that happening.
I thought he was dead already.
Yeah. Joe exactly. swears that Hugh Downs is
dead. Are you sure he's alive?
He's still alive. He's still
alive. Kirk Douglas, 101 there. That's on Danny's list. Danny also has Henry Kissinger.
Well,
Kissinger outlived
Nixon.
Jake LaMotta.
Yeah,
you
Nixon.
Understand that for a second? Yeah. Prince Philip and rounding out Charlotte Ray. See, this is the problem. Me and Joe were discussing this.
Yes.
You got to take this seriously, folks.
Yeah.
I have a third round. Danny, do you understand that my third is probably going to die before the end of this year? Like, it's ready to go. I have George Herbert Walker Bush.
I have two
Bush.
People that are fucking knocking on heaven's door.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
And Hugh Downs is 96.
Doesn't matter. He's not.
Kirk Douglas has a priest that stays with him all the time.
He does last rites. Every time Kirk Douglas eats a meal, they do last rites.
Yeah.
This is not working for you, Danny. You have a horrible team. You have five blocks that have no points.
Yeah, Cagitas pudding.
Billy even is on the board. He had Glenn Campbell. Joe had Chuck Berry.
Yeah,
I have the...
And Charlotte Ray's fucking 91.
Doesn't matter. The age doesn't mean
but
shit.
But isn't she opening up on Broadway with something next week?
She's fat, too. She's fat, very fat.
She has the Mrs. Garrett tits.
Yeah.
But the only thing is, it doesn't matter how old they are.
I got Betty White. She's going to go soon.
But Betty White has outlived everybody. Yeah, why would you pick Betty White?
Because she's going to go soon.
Bring out your dad.
Yeah. So you gotta. I'm telling you, Joe, we were discussing this before Danny and Billy got to the studio today. You have to actually thoroughly pick this well. You have to do some. Danny threw Charlotte Ray in there for no other reason but comedic value. There was no way. Now, I also think that Billy. I think Billy took. Hold on. I think Billy took fucking Carol Channing for fucking comedic value too.
No, that was Iggy Pop.
No, you. Iggy Pop is fucking indestructible. Why would you pick Iggy Pop?
Death awaits you all with nasty big pointy teeth.
Yes, but Iggy Pop would be on stage cutting himself open.
Yeah.
And live. To tell about with like broken beer bottles.
Well, we all
shit.
Had to pick a dark horse. I picked Sean Connery as a dark horse.
Yes.
Charlotte Ray was mine.
I don't think I picked any dark horses. I think I picked fucking thoroughbreds.
Oh.
Thoroughbreds that are destined to get.
Then you shall die.
Yes, they're destined to die. That's my point. I got George Herbert Walker Bush.
He's got to go
on
soon.
Deck.
He's
Do you understand? He's on deck. Yeah. I'm about to play the main room.
So be it.
They keep an ambulance outside.
Being on
his
deck
room
doesn't mean shit because my guy was on deck at least seven times.
All right, wait.
They keep making announcements.
Bisexual Marcus is asking, who does Joe have again? Let's go into Joe's picks.
Okay.
Joe has Chuck Berry, so he's on the board. He's got at least a point.
I know.
He's on the board with Chuck Berry. He also has Bill Cosby, which I don't think is a. I don't think Bill Cosby has any medical conditions other than the fact that he's blind.
He's going from aggravation.
He's not going to die. Joe also has Betty White, another one who's outlived everybody.
She's going to be fucked to death.
Keith Richards, who is a man who has done more drugs in his lifetime than all of Nicaragua.
He should have been dead already.
Yeah, so he's not going to die anytime soon.
Yeah.
Who else does Joe have? Is that the three?
Sean Connery.
Top left-hand corner, Sean Connery.
Yeah.
Billy has, just to go over this list again, Jimmy Carter, Carol Channing, Iggy Pop. Yeah. And who's your other one, Bill? You have to have a fourth.
I don't fucking know.
Stan Lee. And yet again, fuck you for Stan Lee. Yeah.
I could have picked Eddie, but... Yeah.
You had fucking Don Rickles, asshole.
I had Don Rickles, and you know what? Some sacrifices needed to be made. That's all I'm saying. Now that I leave...
As long as you get him, then it's fine. Yeah.
As long as it's my Deadpool. Come on. I'm winning so far. I'm in charge.
Billy
I'm the Grim Reaper.
Stan Lee, he's not an asshole?
No, not an asshole. If he gets Stanley,
suddenly I become a hero.
Then he ties me, so then he's not that much of an asshole.
Yeah.
He has to if he gets a Stanley and maybe a Stanley Iggy Pop combo, then yeah, he's a dick because then he's winning.
Wait, your biggest dickest years of this.
Yeah, so it's not good. By the way, Bisexual Marcus wants to know, Joe, to you, where the hell did Sean Connery come from?
I don't know. He was my dark horse.
He's a Scot.
You dummy.
He was my dark horse. I think he had gotten sick or something. He had a cold. So I think
he had a little bronchitis.
Death by cold.
Yeah.
See, Joe, if he had the AIDS, maybe the death by cold would have fucking worked.
It might
worked.
Be.
Yeah.
But
might be something that would work for you.
Yeah.
All right, so let's run this down for a second, though. We need to come up with official rules.
Okay.
The official rule that is going to be totally withstanding and is this. You cannot carry over. This is your picks.
This calls for immediate discussion.
Yes, this is these picks for this year. 2017 ends, you're done.
Yeah.
So right now, if it was December 31st, right now I would win the Deadpool, is what exactly what I mean by that.
Well, yeah.
So
well,
you need to fucking come up with... You need to come up with how
we got the,
you know,
three, got
how we're going.
Months,
how,
somebody's going to die.
And all
in
you
months.
Have to now. Also, by the way, we need to all be in agreement here. It's most blocks win if you don't get the five. Five automatically means you win.
Oh yeah,
it's bingo.
Yeah,
doesn't matter how you get it. Just you have to get five spots.
Sure.
So now
well, that's
most.
How it should
well,
work,
no, no, we're, no. We're running over the rules. We're documenting this right now because I'm in the lead.
I was saying
this is when we document when I'm in the lead.
I was saying you have to get five no matter what.
Yeah, I agree with Dave.
I don't see fun.
Like because then next
so then what we do? We carry over the money?
No, we carry over the money next year. But next year,
I might be okay with that.
Next year, but next year you carry over your picks. Like let's say, like you got two right now, right?
Yeah, but you shouldn't be allowed to carry over.
No,
your
you
picks.
Carry over your picks, and you're only allowed to pick two new people on your team.
All right, so you're saying the
you're
deaths
stuck
are,
with your numbers.
Wait, hold on for a minute. You're saying that the deaths are eliminations. For the next, if we don't, no one gets five, nobody wins.
Right.
We carry over our money, all right? And what you're saying is you gain spots. So you would have to stay with all five of your spots is what you're saying right now.
I think he would win by the end of January.
Now, I am intrigued by this offer that Danny just made. That's not a bad ruling.
I think I should get another point because I had Sean Connery and the other guy died.
Joe, here, do me a favor. Go take a piece of garden hose and go to the back of your tailpipe and see if it works.
No, really.
Turn the car on.
Roger Moore died. He was James Bond.
Doesn't matter. Then Billy would have, we discussed this before, then Billy would have Stanley's fucking wife died. Billy would get a point there, too. That doesn't fucking matter. Well, and Danny had Prince Philip every other day. He would gain a point, lose a point. It doesn't fucking matter.
Wait, Marcus wants to get in.
You can't get in on this. Maybe next.
Next.
You know, next we'll
next
do. We'll
year.
Do a bigger one.
Next year we'll do a fan.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. We could do a. We could take somebody could take a fan spot too. Mm-hmm. Is what I'm saying for next year.
Well,
so are we all in agreement that we're carrying over? I need to hear everyone say yes. It's Danny's idea, so Danny's a yes. Billy, yes?
I like it.
Okay, Joe, you're a yes?
Yes.
Okay, so Danny's rule now dictates you must get five to win, all right? You must carry over. The ones that are eliminated, the ones that are dead now, are eliminated for the next round.
And you get two, so right now you
get
two spots.
So right now I get two. So if George H.W. Bush dies, I get three.
Right.
Okay, so thanks. I agree to these
rules. I have come for you.
Thank you. Satan.
Death.
Oh, it's death. I thought it was Satan. Please come. We're in the middle of something here. Thanks. All right. We need to now finish this off with discussing how much we're throwing out.
$10 a person.
$10? I say $20 a person.
Well, sure, because you're winning.
I say, take me up on it now if I say $20.
Bill.
Let's do it now.
Let's vote.
I could have said 50, fuckers.
I would
I'm just
said
saying.
No.
10 or 20, Bill.
Why can't... Why?
Five.
No, fuck off. It's majority rules. There's four of us. If he's saying five, fuck him.
Why don't the three of us take the winner out for dinner?
It's a dinner?
That could be even more expensive.
A good dinner.
Have
you know,
seen the size of some of us, Joe?
A good dinner. Something with tablecloths and
shit. Yeah, they got the one of lunch and specials for $6.95 or something.
Mmm. I know a place you can get appetizers for $10.
Yeah.
And then you get the Groupon coupon, and it's free.
Yeah, we're okay, you know.
We bring Joe
a right, so
senior
he wants,
discount.
So, all right, fine. Do you want it? Then fine. Is it cash or dinner?
$10 plus dinner.
$10 plus dinner or just dinner? Okay. I'm throwing this out there to the group. Billy, this is what you have to answer. Because when you don't and you lose, you don't. So it's not winner takes you out to dinner, right?
Well, the winner doesn't pay.
The winner doesn't pay.
All right, so who takes the...
What are you,
the,
new?
So the losers.
No. The losers?
Yeah.
No, that's what... See, what are you new here? This is where you fucking have to go over to fine details, fuckhead. Are you doing the fucking losers?
Yeah.
As in, all three of you take... So far, taking me out to dinner? Well, or is it the loser?
No,
like the guy with... No, so far, then that's Danny.
Well,
now, taking us all out to dinner.
Well, it's like
you understand what I'm saying?
If two people get five, then there's two winners. So the other two guys are going to have to take the other, you know. But if there's only one winner, the three of you take
But
me.
This is what I'm saying. Are we doing dinner or cash?
Cash is more easier.
Dinner or cash?
Cash.
Cash works easiest.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money.
I want to go to Coney Island.
Fuck off. I just came from Coney Island last week.
All right, so here's what happens. If Joe winds up winning, we all keep the cash, get our money back, and then we take Joe to Coney Island.
Yeah. That's fine. I could do that.
We are going to live with this.
Dude, the Wonder Wheel.
The rest of our lives.
The Wonder Wheel, I paid. It's only $35.
I'm the Wonder Wheel champion of the world!
It's only $35 for like five people now.
Yeah, what's the Wonder Wheel? Awesome. What's it cost?
$35. I'm telling you.
It really does cost
$35? I just fucking came from there this weekend.
Holy shit. Last time I was on, it was like a half a buck.
Yeah, well, because you also got blown by a sailor.
Oh, my God.
All right, so cash, how much?
Ten.
Ten? Joe, 10 or 20?
$10.
Ten, all right, so ten is now the rule.
Yeah, but if you...
Have your money in by next week, please, gentlemen.
If you
and then
win,
we need a box to put it in.
I have a box. I have one of those boxes, only I know how to get in.
Yeah,
it.
Don't talk about your wife like that. That's fucked.
Ooh.
It is, of course, the Ham Radio Show, 718-577-1389. When we come back... The one, the only, my own personal Jesus, Dennis Hoff.
Ooh.
We'll be on the show. Going to be talking about Bunny Rancher Bust 3. We don't have a name for it. I think Bunny Rancher Bust 3.
It's time. It's personal.
I don't know what we're going to call it yet, but we have. But that's going to be coming up next. And then later on the show, because it's Prostate Cancer Awareness. Joe, shut the fuck up. Because it's Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Forrest Andrews from a company that I can't pronounce is going to be showing us some stuff. You can stick up your ass and check your prostate. It's Aranos, I believe is the name of the company. But we'll ask him when we do the show later. It's fine. It's the Ham Radio Show. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, more wine, more women, more song. We'll be right back after these words.
This is Ham Radio.
All hail
Ham Radio.
Remember, thou art mortal. Remember, thou art mortal. Remember, thou art mortal. Remember, thou art mortal.
Oh, blow it on your ass.
Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
On-demand salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover 2, blowover 3, hell, bring in a blowout of 4, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On ondemandsalon.com. That's ondemandsalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood-grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the Gentlemen's Club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
This is Jesse Ventura. How in the hell did Uncle Eddie get his own radio show? You're listening to Ham Radio.
Job in the city. Come on, baby.
Waking for the man.
CCR. Woo!
And I never lost one minute.
It's the Ham Radio Show, by the way. Come on now. Big wheels keep on turning. Proud Mary came on by. 718-577-1389. Right now, though, we're going to get Dennis Hoff on the phone. Moan jazz in Memphis.
There was a lot of teeth in New York City. Till I tripped and fell
on the riverboat. Keep on buying
it. Joe's Proud Mary.
I'm watching Joe with no teeth in the video. It's pretty funny. Rolling on the
river. I have my mouth closed.
Dennis is getting blown right now.
Hi, Dennis Hall. Please leave a message.
Yep.
What the fuck, Dennis?
Gotta remember, he could be on a different time.
Yeah, he is. It's 3:30 where he is right now.
Are you sure he's there and maybe not somewhere
else?
Yeah,
I told him, I literally wrote him and said, I'm gonna call you at 3:30. Okay.
Right, but maybe, is he there or is he
somewhere
else?
I texted him on this number.
Okay.
I mean, we can call the Bunny Ranch and look for him, too. And on the river. Trying to get Dennis Hoff on the phone, by the way.
Yeah.
Owner and operator of the Moonlight Bunny Ranch.
Yeah.
Carson City, Nevada. I will be attending the Hoffapalooza this year. It's a...
Hi, Dennis Hoff.
It's a hoedown. That's the theme this year. Well, I have other numbers. I mean... Danny, give me the Bunny Ranch official number. Let's call the office. Keep on boining.
1, 2, 3.
I'll just text them now. They're like, dude, we're calling you right now.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Mockingbird.
Calling. Now.
Hold on. Mr. G. Oogle is going a little slow.
G. Oogle.
Yeah, you ready?
Rolling on the river. No, I just hold on for a minute because I just had him texting them.
All right, because I was going to tell you, 775-246-9901.
Yeah, well, I said that we had to wait till Credence ended. God damn it.
No, but they did a long time ago.
Credence Clearwater Revival, the motherfuckers. You bastard. By the way, Joe, later on the show, the guy from Aranos. I can't fucking
know. Idea how to pronounce it.
I have no fucking idea how to.
I don't know.
Anyway, the prostate guy.
Okay.
Now, they're begging people in the Facebook Live suite want you to get a prostate exam on the air.
Me?
And we don't have the actual thing right now. We don't have it here.
Well, don't think
they
think
my florals will do.
Well,
maybe they'll send it to us.
When you get to the ranch for the hoedown, I suggest you sample that.
Yes, that's his. I think his new boo.
By the way, my prostrate.
Tiara Tay, by the way. Tiara? Is it Tiara Tay?
Yes.
He's chasing around chicks.
Tiara. She's got nice boobies.
She has nice everything. Did you see the whole body?
Mm-hmm.
She's got one of those tall, I play volleyball on the beach bodies. God damn it. God damn these women. They're so fucking hot.
Yeah, I was looking at the mirror today. My tits are getting bigger.
All right,
let's leave Dennis a message.
Speak clearly. It will be transcribed. By the book, The Art of the Pimp.
Is the phone fucking up or was it just me?
I don't know.
Because it sounded like it was all choppy. All right, what was that number, Billy, we're going to do again?
775.
Hey, don't give it out over the air.
No, it's the
official number of the place.
1775.
246.
246.
99.
01.
Not the Bunny Ranch going to get a lot of calls.
They don't get calls on the regular.
That's true.
If
they didn't want calls, they wouldn't put it on.
Dennis Hopp, the author of The Art of the Pimp, reached the world famous Moonlight Bunny Ranch, home of the HBO Cathouse.
You're giving me how it feels to call.
Please dial it now. Otherwise, listen to the following options.
I want to listen to one.
Hello, this is Madame Suzette. Press 1 for directions to the Bunny Ranch.
No, I already know how to get there.
Press 2 to make an appointment with one of our bunny babes.
No, I already
know. Press 3 for limo and sedan services.
No, I'm good.
Press 4 for employment opportunities.
No, I don't want to do it.
Check
press
that one.
5 for sex prices. Press 6 to hear one of our bunny babes in action.
Oh, yeah.
Or
press 5.
0 to speak to one of our customer service representatives.
What was that one? To hear customer service?
0.
Because Joe talked over it.
One moment, please.
I missed.
I want to go fine.
Joe, shut up for a second.
Hello, this is Madame Suzette. Press 1 for directions.
I don't want directions.
The lines are all busy.
One moment, please.
Thank you.
Bunny Ranch, how may I help you?
Hi, can I please speak to Dennis Hopp, please?
May I ask who's calling?
It's Uncle Eddie from the Ham Radio Show. He's supposed to be doing an interview, and we just texted each other, and he said he was going to pick up, but then he didn't pick up his phone.
Okay, let me put you on hold real fast and go let my manager know, okay?
Okay, cool. Thank you, baby.
Thank you.
All right.
Such a nice person.
I am such a nice person.
You are.
We're on hold at the Bunny Ranch, by the way.
Do they have any lovely hold music?
No, they really don't. Oh, it's just me dudes fucking chicks. That should be the hold music.
No, that sounds German.
By the way, go to bunnyranch.com.
.com.
And check out the pictures that Danny was just showing me.
I know.
The chicks, by the way, at the Bunny Ranch, second to none. You cannot find hotter chicks. I don't care where the fuck you go.
I don't want to stick my finger up Joe's ass.
Who wants what? What?
Hello?
Hi, yes.
I just went down. Can I ask who's calling?
It's Uncle Eddie from the Ham Radio Show looking for Dennis Hopp.
Okay, just one moment.
Okay. I'm sorry, Dennis can't come to the phone right now. He's having anal with three fucking triplets.
That's right there. Just someone.
Wait, who's asking?
Just someone stick a finger up his ass and have him sing.
That's from Charles DJ Chaz Richardson. Wants you to finger Joe's butthole.
And sing while I'm doing it?
No. Well, you have Joe sing.
I can sing.
That's the prostate exam. It would be cool if he did
Lulu.
It.
Lulu.
I sing Lulu Had a Baby. Lulu had a baby, she called him Tiny Tim. She put him in the bathtub to teach him how to swim.
Yes?
Hello, sir?
Yes.
Do you have Dennis's cell phone?
Yes, I called it. He didn't pick up. Should I call it again?
Yes, call it again, please.
Okay, no problem. Thank you very much.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right.
She sounded hot.
She probably was.
Is everybody hot at the... Do they have any male prostitutes at the...
why? You interested?
Yeah. No, I'm just curious, you know.
That's why he got his teeth taken out. Give those gum jobs.
Well, no, suppose there's like a...
I just want to make sure I could suck some dick.
Well, suppose there's like a hot chick.
Now the phone's ringing. We're going to hit Dennis on. He's going to hear that you want to have...
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm sorry to interrupt, but were you having sex with three blonde triplets?
Uh-huh.
You know what? Actually, I'm in Tonopah, Nevada, in the middle of nowhere, halfway between Vegas and the Bunny Ranch. And I got some girls. I stopped to get gas, and I had some girls that wanted to go to work. So I was talking to them when the phone rang. I'm sorry.
It's okay. You're a busy man. You gotta get the. You know, you gotta fill up the stock after a while. You gotta rotate the stock.
Absolutely. Yeah, you gotta talk to them. You're not here to interview them, so.
Yeah, somebody's gotta take up my job, and that's Dennis Hoff. Goddammit.
Hell yeah.
So how are you doing, Dennis? I haven't spoken to you in a while.
You know, I know it's been a while. You know, I've been just having fun, working hard. You know, we got, seven locations and running for office for the assembly district. So
there you go.
That's keeping me busy. But I got a new supporter.
Who's your supporter?
In the last week, Roger Stone.
Oh, yes.
Roger Stone's going to support me. And you never know who your fans are because Sheriff Joe is going to support me now.
Oh, very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, and I was with him. I spoke at a conservative leadership council event in Las Vegas last week. And when I met him, I said, Joe, you know, I'm a big fan. I'm born and raised in Phoenix, and I love what you do. And he says, Dennis, I've seen every episode of Cat House. And I said, great, buddy.
I smell a fan.
Yeah, so... It looks like he's going to support me now. He's going to come out and support me and be part of the campaign. So I'm excited to have Sheriff Joe. I mean, the wildest sheriff in America, and I'm so glad that Donald Trump pardoned him.
So is Sheriff Joe going to be at the party?
I invited him, and he's working on it.
Ah, that would be some... That would be, like... A headline-grabbing event now. Not to mention that the party's freaking awesome as it is. But, if Sheriff Joe showed up, it'd be pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, well, now what he's saying is, he says, in front of this conservative leadership group, he said, I'm now the new, Dennis Hoff's new head of security at the Bunny Ranch.
Now, that's a gun-toting sumbitch you don't want to cross.
Exactly. So, I love it. I love it. So... Everything's going good. I mean, we got a lot of hot chicks there. I don't know if you've been to BunnyRanch.com. Tierra Tay.
Yes.
Was voted top bunny. 6 foot tall Barbie. Ooh. She's a 6 foot tall Barbie and smoking hot. In fact, Tony Clifton took her to Canada for the opening of a movie with Jim Carrey. It's about Tony Clifton and all that. It was a lot of the stuff they shot when they were doing the movie. And, so she was there, and, of course, Nicolas Cage and Jim Carrey just loved her to death, and Tony Clifton had her on his arm for that whole event.
Yeah, no, I saw the press junket. I saw that she was walking in with Jim and everything else, with Jim Carrey, and it's a documentary about Tony Clifton, am I correct?
Right, and but they shot a bunch of behind-the-scenes stuff while they were making the movie, and so... It's going to be great. I've seen it. It's really going to be fun and exciting. So, anyway, that's what Tierra's doing. And I've been kind of messing around with this Cecily. Go to BunnyRanch.com and look at Cecily Rose.
Cecily Rose, and, Danny. Find it. Cecily Rose, BunnyRanch.com. By the way, talking to Dennis Hoff, the owner, the operator, my private own personal Jesus, who is having a birthday party coming up in a couple of weeks. That I will be attending. Yet again, Bunny Rancher Bus 3, we will be attending, well, I will be attending the party over there in Carson City, Nevada. So I will see Cecily Rose and Tierra T in person and see them for all their glory. By the way, Tierra T, she looks like she has that volleyball body. Me and Danny were just talking about that.
Oh, man, it's smoking, dude.
Yeah.
It is smoking hot, flawless. She's a trophy.
Oh no, she's definitely ridiculously hot. Yeah.
If you don't bang her at the Money Rancher and you get to heaven, and they start talking about all the trophies you got that you did, you're not gonna have much to say.
Well, let's see what happens. I gotta get there for the party, and we'll see what happens. Let's make that happen.
All right, we're working on it. And so look at Cecily Rose. Pull up your computer.
Yeah, Danny's doing
Cecily's
it right now.
A Washington D.C. girl. And I've been hitting, that's been on my twice-a-week program, so that means they're special. When I hit it twice a week, that means they're special.
Yet again, but by the way, Danny shows me one picture. You, and I'm going to say this to Dennis, and I mean all respect by this. Fuck you, Dennis. That is the most, Jesus Christ, the women you fuck. I swear to God, this is, holy shit. Holy shit. Is Joe in the studio?
No, he's not.
Oh, I was going to say, Joe, you got to see this girl's ass. Oh, my God.
Oh, and she's beautiful, too. She doesn't show her face because she's a true Washington socialite, and her father is very prominent.
No,
very
prominent. Dude, I'm friends with her. I'm friends with her on Twitter or Facebook, one of those. And I was going to ask you, who's the chick with the fucking blurred out face?
That's her.
And she's
that's her, and that's
wait,
why.
Her daddy's a socialite?
Her father's a serious guy.
Ooh.
One night I was around the ranch, and I was trying to give her a little pointer about how to do better.
Yeah.
And she looked at me. She says, blonde, big blue eyes. And she looked at me. She says, Dennis, I work for sex. I don't work for money. I said, oh, okay, whatever.
Whatever floats your boat there, sis. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. All she wants to do is every night drink a bottle or a bottle and a half of champagne and get down with some lucky guy.
Now, see, that's all we want in life. Like, this is what I'm saying. The Bunny Ranch, which a.k.a. Disneyland for your dick, is without question a place that you have a girl that looks like that. Besides the backstory about the Washington, you know, bigwig socialite aspect that is connected to her life, when you have a chick like that who's built like for sin, that literally that girl's body's built for sin. You go out there and all she wants to do is drink and fuck. That's it. That's all she wants to do. If she gets a paycheck, she gets a paycheck. That's it.
That's all she wants to do.
That's amazing.
That's all she wants to do. I had her come over last night and put a bottle of champagne in her and got in the bedroom, and she just goes crazy. And that's what her life is. I mean, I love that they. It's more about the fun than it is the money.
And then all Dennis did with her was play Scrabble. They didn't even have sex. Yeah. He just played Scrabble last night, and she blew his mind that way. She's even a sexy Scrabble player.
Oh, it's amazing how sore her vagina was after she played Scrabble.
Yeah, right? Well, I don't tell her not to put the dice up there.
You're so funny, Eddie. God, that's great. So we got the Hell's Kitchen chefs coming out, four of them, to do all the cooking this year.
Oh, my God. Nice. By the way, Dennis normally puts on an outstanding spread. Because Dennis owns a restaurant out there. It's a restaurant / bar that's out there. It's like 5 seconds from the actual, from all the ranches. The ranches that are in that area. The brothels that are in that area. Plus the strip club and everything. So Dennis puts on a normal spread. So now we're going to have Hell's Kitchen friggin' chefs?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, now we've had them before. And Chef Robert, remember the 600-pounder? The one that mooned Gordon Ramsay on the show. He's a 612-pound guy, and he mooned Gordon Ramsay on the show. Well, he came out a few years, and then he told all his buddies that about it, and now they all want to come out.
Oh, very nice. So I won't be the fattest guy there, which is also a plus, Danny.
That's also plus for you.
This guy lost. This guy lost 450 pounds.
He lost 400, so he's now down to 2-something?
No, he's down to 168.
Fuck! I'm back to being the fat guy at the party. Jesus.
There's hope for you.
I gotta
don't eat for a few days, Eddie.
I gotta make my dick look bigger. I know how it works. I know how it works. You gotta make it look
you gotta push it in.
You
had some amazing experiences there. You are one of the lucky guys that got to experience Taylor Lee. Remember
that? Yes. Yes I did, sir. And I always if you were here right now, I'd kiss your bowl bag. Because the things that, yet again, we say this every time that Dennis comes on, the most generous and gracious gentleman in the world is Dennis Hoff. Because literally the first time I was ever at the Bunny Ranch, that's what greeted me, was the beautiful Tara Lee, and that's what greeted me. And it's like, there you go. And it's like, this is my present? Yes, this is for you. And that's where I...
Pretty as can be. And a 6th degree master, a mouth tug master, unbelievable. She is a category 5 mouth hug master.
Oh, she was amazing. That was definitely one of the highlights. Just to have a hot chick like that touch me, I'm okay with that. That's like great enough for my ego.
It wasn't an accidental bumping on the train.
Yeah. I didn't have to remove my own pants. So this chick, phenomenal. Phenomenal. Like, amazing. Like, Dennis does this on a normal basis. So Dennis, like, he's just in his world. Look at the two chicks that we just looked up. Cecily Rose and Tierra Tay, who he's banging. Phenomenal, like, what his day, he bangs nothing but 11s and 12s in the scale. I get to bang a 10 and I'm a negative 3, I mean, it's an amazing thing. It's an amazing thing.
Been hitting the girl at Harley Lane a lot, too. Oh, boy. She's a little Texas girl. And she's a little hot ass, and she's a lot of fun. That's kind of one of Bob Zamuda's go-tos also.
Yeah, speaking of Zamuda, there, I believe, since Zamuda is connected with, I would never say he's the same, but Tony Clifton's going to be in our neck of the woods in October on Broadway, from what I can hear, what I'm seeing here.
And he's going to be there on Halloween night. And
yes.
He may come back for that.
Oh.
We may come back for that. If we do, I'll have you come on in and we'll hang out with Tony Clifton, and it's going to be a hell of a show. That show, the last one I saw in New York, Tony Clifton's deal is he goes until everybody leaves. And I remember the last time in New York, 400 or 500 people in this place, packed. And finally, about 1 in the morning, there was one guy standing out by the stage, and me and a couple of girls sitting in the back, and we were dying laughing, because Tony won't quit until everybody leaves.
until he has thrown the audience out, he will not give up.
Oh, yeah.
I got to meet Tony at the last party, and let me tell you, it was an honor and a privilege to meet a guy that could not only insult the shit out of you, and insult everybody in the room, but still gets a standing ovation when he leaves.
Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah.
So,
yeah,
that's going to be amazing as well. October 31st in New York City. Just you'll see all the details. You can check it out. I believe it's on my Facebook. If it's not on my Facebook, we'll put it up there. Don't worry about that. Dennis,
yeah.
I know you're busy. I know you got to go do what you got to do. I don't want to keep you from everything. What the hell is that? Get out of here!
I want to give you one thing to think about.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to Love Ranch, Vegas. So go to loveranch.net and pull up the Vegas site and look at the Brazilian girl, 21-year-old Brazilian girl named Bianca Bardot.
Ooh.
And
Bianca Bardot.
Bianca Bardot, and you just need to know Brazilian girls love anal.
Oh, so that's what we're going to take away today. Today's life lesson, people, is Brazilian girls love anal. Please write that down, Danny. Brazilian girls love anal.
They spend a lot of time working on making their ass look the way it does.
Yes, it's a ooh, look at this chick. Ooh.
Oh, she's smoking.
Smoking hot. Holy shit. Danny's blocking the picture. He won't let me see it.
I'm hogging it.
You stop hogging it. Jesus Christ. He like flashed me to push it, put it back. God damn it. That's a piece of ass. You're banging that too?
Oh, that I'm hitting that tonight, yeah.
Is there anyone you're not banging? Because that would make the list even better for me. I just need to know who you're not.
I remember one time I was with Rod Jeremy, and I had this girl I was dating, and I told everybody at dinner, I said, you know why I date this girl? She's the only girl in America Ron Jeremy hasn't had his dick in. That's why I date her.
And ain't it the truth? Yeah. Ain't it the truth?
Yeah, and Ron's like, but I want some. I want. Can't we work it out? Yeah, dude, sure we can work it out.
Yeah.
On the 12th. The 12th of fucking never.
Right before we got to go, but did you and Ron ever have a double team on a chick?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, and we've had some good times. There's a girl, I think she's still on the Love Ranch Vegas site, in fact. Her name's Paris.
Paris.
And Paris. And yeah, we've done that a lot.
Lucky bastard.
Yeah, a lot. And it's you know, Ron just upstages everybody, you know, but that's all right.
Well, yeah, because he brings a fucking cannon to a gunfight.
Exactly, bazooka.
Yeah, how do you make sure that? Yeah, I like literally. I look like I would bring a pocket knife to his like Excalibur.
Oh God, that's funny. Yeah, oh, you're so funny, Eddie.
Fucking monster.
All right, brother, make it a great day. I love you, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, I'll see you in a couple of weeks. Oh, there you go. I knew he had to go. I could feel it in my like. You can hear he was doing shit. He's I didn't want to like interrupt what he was doing.
He's on the road.
He's on the road with some broads. He's hanging out. He's doing some stuff.
They got a pregno chick.
They got a pregno chick?
Yes.
Sweet.
At the Love Ranch.
At the Love Ranch. No, that's the one in Vegas.
Yeah.
Just so you know. Oh, look at that. Was it Courtney Chase? By the way, if you want to have sex with a pregnant chick, Courtney Chase. Marcus, who's better, Dennis Hopper or Hugh Hefner? I would say Dennis because he still gets it up and gets to fuck these broods. I'm just saying.
Oh, look, Ed, they got a fat chick for you. Pleasantly plump, I should say.
Let me see who's on the phone. It's the Ham Radio Show. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello, is this Forrest?
This is Forrest.
All right, Forrest, I'm going to put you on hold because we got to take a commercial break because you're on at 7, right?
Yeah, I was going to ask is I attempted to call in on my cell here and it wouldn't let me through. Is there some problem with that?
No, you sound perfectly. Is this a cell now or this is a landline?
No, it's not. It's my landline, and I prefer being on a headset if that's okay.
All right, so here's what we'll do. First, here's what we'll do. I'm going to hang up with you. You'll call us back because we're live on the air right now. So here's what we'll do. I'll hang up with you. You'll call back on with your headset in about, 2 minutes, 3 minutes of the commercial break?
Yeah, about 5 minutes. Yeah.
Less
than that.
Let's do 4 minutes, just to be on the safe side. You call us back, we'll pick up, we'll have an outstanding interview with you on your headset and us talking about tickling our prostates, okay?
There you go.
All right, now, by the way, before I let you go, though, what's the name of the company?
Aneros.
Aneros. Who had Aneros? Because we were fucking Billy had it. Damn it. We were trying to figure out how to pronounce the name of the damn company. Aneros. Aneros. Everyone together. Aneros.
Aneros.
There you go. All right. So Forrest is on the phone. We're going to hang up on his ass. He's going to call us back in a couple minutes. We're going to take a break. Forrest, I'll see you in a couple minutes. All right?
Sounds great.
All right, buddy. There you go. All right. So Forrest is out of here. We'll get him back on. We'll talk about Aneros. We'll talk about tickling our prostates. We'll do it all. It's Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these words. Come on!
This is Ham Radio.
I'm sorry. I really am.
Sorry? You dumb fat jigaboo! Wow! Oh, shit.
20 billion people were offended by this.
Don't go anywhere. More insanity to follow.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing including members, to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor, are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the Gentlemen's Club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Yo, brother, this is the Hulkster, Hulk Hogan, and you're listening to my main man, Uncle Eddie, on Ham Radio. So what you gonna do?
Yeah, come on, Roxanne. I don't know if there's any chicks at the Bunny Ranch named Roxanne. Roxanne!
Put on your red lights and dance with your shoes.
You at the ten of the red lights! Just waiting on a burp and Forrest Anderson. There he is. Through the night, Roxanne! It's the Ham Radio Show, live, unfilteredradionetwork.com, 718-577-1389. Wrong or if it's right, Roxanne. I think we got Forrest on the line. Forrest, are you there, sir?
I am here.
There you go. Yeah, round of applause.
Welcome to Ham Radio.
Forrest from Aneros. Aneros, mi amigos. Aneros. Como está, bitches? It's Aneros.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, sir. Can you hear us?
Good. I go very well.
You do very well. Very good.
Okay.
From Aneros, Forrest Anderson. Now, question, Forrest. What exactly, by the way, it's National Prostate Awareness Month.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's really cool.
Yes, spread the awareness during September and take advantage of the weekly deals at Aneros.com. That's Aneros.com, A-N-E-R-O-S, Aneros.com.
Yes,
now,
indeed.
Forrest, how would you describe the product itself? Because there's multiple products. They're all have different names, different widths, different edges, different curves and points and everything. But how would you describe it personally?
Well, it is a hands-free device, okay, for massaging the prostate. It's actually the world's first hands-free male G-spot or prostate massager.
Now, how is it hands-free? It looks like it has hooks for my hands.
It has, some of them have a handle for removal, but it is meant to be used hands-free. That is to say that your body's own contractions are what powers this. There are no batteries required for this whatsoever. So,
So now what, I sit on this thing? Because you have a couple. You have the Helix Sin, The pro and Progasm Red Ice, the Marksman, the Aneros Classic line. By the way, yeah. Well, now it's weird because are these shaped after? By the way, we'll get to how we insert these things in our ass in a second. Are these are these patterned after what my prostate looks like, my anus cavity into my prostate? Is that what it's like?
No.
Is it shaped like that? What is it?
No, really, they're shaped in a particular way, so they are balanced, so they pivot. One of the arms that you see, if you're looking at a diagram of it, actually comes in contact with the perineum. That is the area that's between the scrotum and the anus, okay? Sometimes known as the taint.
Okay.
Right. And so what it is that it pivots on that point externally. And it pivots, so when you contract on the stem of the device, it drives the device in to the rectum and engages the prostate. So it's balanced in a particular way. There's some that if you look through the product line, there's some that are a little bit larger than others because there's some people that like more fullness. There are others that want something that has more mobility. So it has greater agility. It moves faster.
They have one named the Tyrone Jackson, Joe. It's a monstrous black one that just goes right in your ass.
Anyway, they look like fun.
They do look like, that's what I'm saying. They don't look like, because look, I know there's a bunch of dudes sitting at home listening to the show right now, and they're like, oh, guy, you fucking guys are gay. You're shoving shit in your ass. And but it's not, they don't look like, it looks like a chick could help you out in this. It looks like it's something that, you know, if you're going to, you know, you'll stick it in your hiney hole. And you're going to have a good time with it. It doesn't look like it's gay, per se. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure gay dudes use this all the time. And I'm sure that, by the way, 10 million gay guys can't be wrong. If you tickle somebody's prostate, it's got to be fucking, they're having fun. It's got to be an amazing thing. So I don't see where the problems are there, you know?
Well, for the record, I'll put it out there. I mean, about 68% of our demographic are heterosexual.
There you go. That's a huge number. You would think it would be definitely skewed the other way.
Yes, you would think. But, you know, there's a lot of misinformation with respect to that. Because in terms of the gay community, when you really look at the statistics, there have been a lot of surveys that have been done on this. And, you know, it is by no means, you know, the most common practice in the gay community, that is anal sex.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of men that don't do it. It certainly doesn't make them any less gay. With respect to, how would I put it, sexual orientation and this kind of thing, I mean, this is no more gay than kissing is gay.
Okay.
It's no more gay than hugging is gay. So it has to do with the intention of the person that's involved in this, you know, and they're doing this. If they're gay and they're using the device, they're gay. But the actual, you know, behavior itself, the act of using the device, that does not, you know.
Well, I don't know, because hugging's pretty gay.
So you're saying this is like more for medicinal purposes than for like a sex toy.
Well, let me, if I can just back up just a little bit.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is the deal. It started as a health device.
Okay.
Originally, there was a Japanese urologist who was using prostate massage in his practice. By the way, way back in the days when there wasn't any antibiotics, we're talking about around the turn of the century and the stuff that had just started coming into being. But way back in those times, the gold standard for treating things like prostatitis, symptoms of BPH, congestion in that area, the gold standard was prostate massage.
Absolutely.
There was only one way you were going to get it. It was going to be in a doctor's office.
Absolutely.
So we fast forward here to the 90s. There's a Japanese urologist who was using prostate massage in his practice. I should say that after the advent of all these antibiotics, that there still have been a lot of men who have not been as satisfied with that, in the sense that in terms of the efficacy of the treatment, it just has not connected. I'm one of those guys. We can talk about that later. I mean, I have a situation going back to my 20s. I started suffering from chronic prostatitis in my late 20s. I mean, I was one of the lucky guys.
Forrest, what is prostatitis, though? What is prostatitis?
It is congestion, inflammation of the prostate gland. Now, the reasons for why it is that way, sometimes there is bacterial prostatitis, where there is an actual, you know, organism that's responsible for it, mm-hmm. you know, an infection. And then there are really these non-bacterial, which is these kind of idiopathic conditions. In other words, they don't really know why certain men get that way.
And you have that.
I'm sorry?
You have the yes. You don't know why you have it.
No. I was treated for, at one period of time, I was on an antibiotic for over 3 years straight. I kid you not, taking it every day. It did nothing for me. I've been through every antibiotic known to man that would treat this condition. And it wasn't until I guess I was my early 50s that I started looking into some alternative stuff. I mean, I'd done the nutritionals and all of that, and I happened upon this product. At that time, it was being marketed as the Prostate by our sister company, High Island Health. And I started using the product for that purpose, for the prostate pain. And I got relief. And I mean, relief for the first time in my life. So anyway, getting back to this, again, this Japanese urologist.
I'm looking at the website while you talk about this, because I'm,
yeah.
To me, I would think, if I had to choose between antibiotics and shoving something up my ass and tickling my prostate, I'm going to take tickling my prostate.
Absolutely.
Because antibiotics make you sometimes feel more sick. Sometimes they freaking...
They cause other problems.
Yeah, they cause other problems. Yeah. I'm just saying.
In your wallet.
And if I could do that
Not just that. I mean, I'm now allergic to salsa, okay? As a result of taking this stuff for so long, I'm allergic to that and several other what they would call first-line antibiotics that are good for certain other things as well. So it's not the way that you want to go.
No.
If you can avoid it. And so this is another treatment, another modality, if you will, another way of treating it. And again, this was something that this Japanese urologist recognized. He came into contact, or he searched out somebody who had developed this. At that time, he was the owner of our company. He was an inventor by trade. And with that, it was the world's first self-propelled, hands-free prostate massager was invented. Now, the interesting thing was that they marketed it as a health product for 2 years before they even found out about any of the erotic application of the device.
Yeah.
That came to light as more or less as a side effect that a lot of men were having. I was one of those guys. So
is it true like the milk the prostate thing happens?
With some men, yes, it does happen like that.
Wow! Mm-hmm.
And you can get prostate fluid that comes out as a result of this. You know, not always though. Really, this is a subtle form of massage. This is not milking of the prostate is something you tend to see more typically in clinical practice when somebody's really expressing the gland. This is far more subtle. And by the way, just for your listeners out there. Most of these products are not much bigger than your finger. You know, not all that much bigger than your finger.
Oh. Now, yeah,
okay.
But
I'm talking about a man's finger.
A man's finger. It's a man's finger.
Some of the pictures, it looks like it's a big, intimidating type of thing.
Yeah, that's the thing. It looks like a giant dildo with fucking horns. Yeah, but it's not. It's like my pinky or my pointer finger going in. Which I've always said that... Like, because I know that there are definite guys listening to the show, and they're still fucking going, oh my God, this is gay, da-da-da-da-da. Number one, you should get your prostate checked, because it is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, first off. I know a lot of dudes, they got prostate cancer, because they didn't check until, like, it was too late. That's number one.
Yes.
Number two, I always say, like, if you're having sex with your girlfriend, and it's not gay... If a girl is doing this to you, so if you were to get one of these items, and during sex, you were to use the Adenos stuff, and you were to go out and get it, you know, you got to get rid of that stigma in your own brains that it's gay.
Absolutely.
If a chick is doing it, then it's not gay. That's number one. Now, if you're gay, go get them too. You know what I mean? Get the benefit of it. Yeah. But what I'm saying, like, to me, I don't think I would try anything once when it comes to something like this. Like, I'm not taking a dick in my ass. Let's be fucking honest with each other. Forrest, let's be honest, I'm not taking a dick in my ass. However,
me neither.
Next week it's a different story.
And either as Forrest. Yeah, this week I'm not taking a dick in my ass. And either as Forrest. But I will, like, if something's like the size of a pinky or a pointer finger, and if a girl is going to administer it, I would, so why would you not do it? Why would you not want something where it says massage is a great word? Massaging your prostate's got to feel great. So why would you not want that? Like I'm trying to see the downfall here, but I don't see any.
Well, what a lot of men don't get is that a lot of the nerves that are involved with arousal, they're all routed in back there.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So really, you're engaging a totally different pathway, and it can be really, really powerful. Let me tell you something else too. I mean, you lit on one aspect of it. We've talked about the health aspect of the device. In terms of the erotic aspect, it can be used right out of the box in the way that you said, which is to say, really, with no instructions other than to lube it well and you know, take it easy to start off with and become accustomed to it and all of that. But the truth is that, you know, if you're using it with partnered play like that, anything that you do, if you're receiving oral, if you're having intercourse, any movement of your body, any contraction that you make, all of this is registered, you know, and translated into a gentle massage of the prostate. And when it comes time for a climax, look out, man.
That's what I'm saying.
You've never seen,
fucking Katie.
You have never seen volume like that before.
But that's what I'm saying. I believe it's
astounding.
A real thing. We got Billy's girlfriend, Giggles, is in the chat room. She's saying that Billy loves his prostate massaged. Right, Billy? She's asking you.
Yeah.
Now,
good.
Now, would you like to get that stuff and have her actually administer the a massage, like an actual tool instead of her fingers, an actual tool to
have it done, quote unquote, properly?
Yeah, have it done the right way. That's the other thing that Aranos, I think, is doing right, because there are people that actually do this normally and they use their fingers and this, that, and the other. This right here is this thing's built for your prostate.
I'd like to videotape that, Billy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course you would.
Of course Joe wants to videotape it. But it's built for, like, I would, if Billy sits like a baby, like with his legs, like, up in the air, you know, like when you change a baby's diaper, I would film that too. But what I'm saying,
there's something else that you should know about too. And that's really sort of the third aspect of this product. And it's the reason that I called in so long ago and that many men called in. When I tell you about this byproduct, some of them are side effect. There's some of them that were talking about using it during intercourse. Okay?
Yeah.
And in terms of it amping up, I mean, it was like an amplifier of their experiences. There are other guys that were talking about something completely different. And I was one of those guys.
Uh-oh.
And what this is a different kind of orgasm altogether. This is an orgasm that is a non-ejaculatory orgasm. It is a male G-spot orgasm.
So, like,
you're
talking about, like, when a gay dude, you know, gets in the butt and he enjoys, like, bisexual Marcus takes in, you know, or does he give it in the ass or he takes it in the ass?
No, he's a giver.
He's a giver. All right, so, like, if a dude were to bang in the ass, you get that feeling? Is that what you're saying? Is it like kind of mimic that feeling, or is it different?
Not necessarily. No. It's not like that at all.
Oh, okay.
Again, this is much more gentle, and it's something that not every guy gets right off the bat. I was one of the lucky guys. The very first time I used this product, I had this orgasm. I'm talking about something that starts in your pelvis and radiates over your entire body.
Nice.
It is extremely intense. There is no ejaculation with it, and actually, in this case, that's the coolest part, because since you're not ejaculating, there's no refractory period. That's the timeout that us guys get, right?
Yeah.
That takes the lid off of it. So guess what? You can have these over and over and over again.
So wait.
Really, really powerful stuff.
So wait, far
as
we...
male G-spot orgasm.
All right, so what you're saying, in theory, right now, a girl could stick this thing in my hiney hole. I get this non-ejaculate orgasm because they hit the button. Woohoo! I get happy. Everybody's happy.
Right. Your now, knees buckle and you lose.
Yeah. So,
all.
Yeah, but then I go. But then I don't have to stop. Is what he's saying. Right. There's no downtime. So I can continue to fuck with this thing in my butthole, and I can have multiple orgasms before I even have my regular orgasm.
Ejaculatory.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal. Yeah. That sounds outstanding.
It's definitely conceivable. I'll say this though, Eddie. In most cases, this is something that guys they tend to approach as a solo activity to start off with, because something that actually it requires a certain amount of subtlety to get it. It's not like
it's not like lawn darts.
It starts really subtly, very gently, and they're like waves that occur in the body, and then all of a sudden it becomes massive. I mean, you know, there are men that have recounted, you know, shaking all over, and some of them howling. I mean, it's crazy stuff that comes out of it.
Dude,
I should tell you though, it's nothing. This is nothing that is new. Okay, this actually goes back thousands of years. We're talking millennia, right?
Mm-hmm.
To the teachings of Tantra and the Tao. They wrote about this stuff all those years ago, okay? This is something, you know, when they talk about the chakra, they talk about energy centers of the body. This is a deeper type of orgasm. And it's something that men have the capacity to have. And unfortunately, most men don't know about it.
No, I'm not going to lie to you. I'll be straight up. We're honest on this show. I get... When I'm in the shower, I got that, you know, detachable shower head, and you know, like when you're when you're cleaning all your lowercase scenarios down here, and when I'm cleaning my butthole, I'm not gonna lie to you, when I'm cleaning my butthole, Joe, pay attention to this.
I'm
write this shit down.
Right now, yes.
When I clean my butthole, it is like it is without question one of the most tremendous feelings. Like I imagine it's like when a girl, you know, like when you see a girl masturbate and she turns the faucet on the sink. And she, like, lets it hit her vagina and her clitoris and all that good stuff. When I'm hosing out my butthole, I gotta say, it does not feel good. It feels great. So, like, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. I haven't inserted anything in there. So, like, I can imagine when these guys are practicing, like, because you have to admit, if you're gonna buy one of these things, you're thinking about it. That's number one. You're thinking about it. You don't just stumble upon, you know, the Aranos page and you go, oh, I didn't know what was here. Let me stick around. You don't know because you got to know what you're doing. You're there for a reason. All right. So you got one of these things now. And what Forrest Andrews, by the way, from Aranos is saying is that when you put in, you know, they do it by themselves. They do it like nice and slow. They got to get the feel for it. So I can imagine,
you have to learn what works.
Yeah, you shut up, because you're supposedly getting a lot of this butt trumpet scenario over here from your girlfriend now, and she's telling us that you like your prostate tickled, so I think you should fucking get the nice people at Aranos, and you should get one of these things, and you should have her do it to you, like, and at least record the sound of her doing it to you, give us the audio. That would be nice.
Yeah.
Well, by the way, so Giggles, by the way, let me interrupt, though, because Giggles just wrote in. Yes, he sure does. He lays on his back with his knees on his chest.
Oh, yeah.
I even have finger condoms.
Sure.
So she finger condoms up your butthole, which now she wouldn't need to do that.
Right.
If the fine people at Aranos, you go there, you buy one of these things, and you right in the old balloon knot. And you get it good. You get it done.
Aranos.com.
You're a very lucky man, will you?
Aranos.com.
Billy's hyping the website because he wants Giggles to, while he's over here hosting a radio show. Hey, by the way, go to Aranos.com and go pick up the old Marksman and let's get that thing pumping. I don't know. To me, it doesn't sound, because I know that the threshold and the barrier, and I know that Forrest might not think this, but there are definite guys that are like, they're like, I'm not sticking anything in my ass. I'm just not sticking anything in my ass. And that's the
hey, Eddie, yeah. Hold on.
Yeah.
I was one of those guys.
Exactly.
The truth of the matter was is that I was led to this, as I told you, sort of by the health end of this.
Yeah.
And so it was a, you know, to my shock and awe, you know, when I had inserted this for purposes of better prostate health, that I had one of these tremendous orgasms. So, you know, listen, it's a win-win-win situation.
Absolutely.
You've got a product that you can use right out of the box, you know, for couples play. You've got something that has the potential of an orgasm of tremendous depth and size. You have something that is good for you, increases the circulation in the prostate, and, you know, it really leads to greater health and vitality. It's also, by the way, a Kegel sizer, because as you are, if you use your contractions with this device and you do this regularly, I mean, you are exercising the pelvic floor muscle.
All right.
This is something that strengthens, you know, your ability to cut urinary flow and on all of that. I mean, that's one of the things that we suggest for sufferers of BPH. So
okay.
There are a lot of men that...
What about premature ejaculation? Does this help that?
Well, I can tell you there is kind of, if you forgive the expression, backdoor way to that.
No.
This is the thing. Over a period of time, once a man has learned to have these kinds of orgasms...
Yeah.
You are able to have what I call orgasmic mastery. And that is because if you do become good enough at it, you can choose to have what we call a traditional orgasm, which is an ejaculation,
mm-hmm.
or choose not to. And when you choose not to, you have the non-ejaculatory. You have the male G-spot orgasm. That happens with guys that you know, again, that are more experienced with this. They find I don't want to call it a mechanism, but it's a way of choosing one path or another. And so what happens at that point is that you can use other kinds of stimulation to make you have a male G-spot orgasm.
Now, see, even Marcus, bisexual Marcus in our chat room, has perfectly just summed up this whole thing. An orgasm for better health, sold. Like I'm not even lying, dude. I want to experience one of those massive butt-shooting cock orgasms. That's a great tagline.
Marcus, you want to use that as a tagline.
Yes, you have to now sell it to them. Maybe they'll send you one of these things.
Royalty.
Yeah, you get royalties, and they'll send you one of these things. You shove up your ass, and then you get to have... Because bisexual Marcus... He likes them both, so he's what we call greedy. He likes the cock and the pussy. So, I mean, he someone else is probably tickling his fucking taint. But we need maybe he gets a device when he's lonely. Is what I'm saying. He knows he's probably a master at that already. He's a Jedi master at the balloon knot tickling prostate. It's a hashtag, by the way. National. Wait, hold on. Somebody this fucking phone. I hate this fucking phone. It's Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Hashtag Prostate Cancer Awareness. Hashtag Aranos. Aneros. Go to aranos.com. Forrest Andrews, thank you for being on the show, brother.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Eddie.
Absolutely.
It was a blast.
Dude, great time. I'm trying to say goodbye to Forrest Andrews. Call the show when we're about to go to commercial. You can call when we come back. God damn it. Forrest Andrews from Aranos.com. Thank you for being on the show. And everybody go to Aranos.com and check out this stuff. I put Joe on mute. Check everybody out. Wow. We really have to get a new fucking ring for that as well. I hate that ring. Forrest, thanks again, brother.
You bet. Thank you, Eddie. Had a great time.
Thank you, man. It sounds slightly unprofessional when you're trying to hang up on somebody and then the phone rings. Just saying. What the fuck?
Probably Marcus.
Who is this?
Hello?
Is this Wendy?
Wendy? Yes.
Oh. Wendy, stay on hold. I got to go to break.
Okay.
All right.
What happened? A dog died or something?
I was gonna say who this fucking retard's calling the show. We'll talk to her when we come back. I got to go to break, and then we'll talk to her. It's the Ham Radio Show, 718-577-1389. We'll be right back after these prostate massaging words. Let's go.
This is Ham Radio.
Gentlemen,
Uncle Eddie.
He may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We'll be right back.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
On-demand salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On ondemandsalon.com. That's ondemandsalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Hello, this is Ed, you know, Ed McMahon, and I just love Uncle Eddie on Ham Radio.
Yeah! OnDemandSalon.com, that's OnDemandSalon.com. Let the Beauty Brigade come to you, that's right, let them come to you. If you need a blowout, if you need your hair cut, if you need style, makeup, whatever, they got it all wrapped up in a nice, neat, pretty package. It's what they do. OnDemandSalon.com brings the beauty to you. You bring them the beauty, and they bring you the beauty. It's how it works. It's what they do. Whether you have a party, whatever it is to get done, it's like a whole just brigade of warriors coming to your house to fix you up. It's an amazing idea and an amazing thing to do. That's OnDemandSalon.com. OnDemandSalon.com. All right. Sit back, relax. We're going to play a little of the, of course, Hollywood rock and wrap up next. Yeah, biatch. While Wendy talks in the background, it's an amazing thing. Here it goes. Let's party.
Hello? It's the Hollywood Rock and Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley.
Hello?
A woman who claims she was hit by Chris Brown at his Las Vegas party for taking his picture has settled out of court for $70,000. Being Las Vegas, it was still probably the best hand she'd been dealt all weekend. Fellow rapper Gucci Mane kept his cool as anti-fur protesters ambushed an autograph signing at a New York City bookstore. It would seem the real news here is that there's still bookstores. As part of his 15-year sentence for sex crimes against minors, disgraced former Subway spokesman Jared Fogle has had $50,000 seized by the federal government. Or to Jared Fogle these days, roughly 25 cartons of cigarettes. Actress Jada Smith attempted to set the record straight on a story famed ex-Scientologist Leah Remini told about the organization's most famous member, Tom Cruise. It seems Scientology is the only religion where the more you put into it, the more you want to get out of it. And that's the Hollywood Rock and Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Wrap-Up.
Ladies and gentlemen,
hey,
here comes the Stone Rocker. I need some bad players, but tonight they gonna do it all in together.
Check one,
Who can be the boss? Look up on the cross, stranded in the land of the lost, standing up on sideways. I'm blazing up the path. On the highways around.
So, Danny, some retard was talking during the,
Hey, that's not her name anymore.
No, it is. On this show it is. Fuck off. On this show it is. It's the Ham Radio Show. We're back on the air. On the phone, Wendy the retard, that we love the most. 718-577-1389. Wendy, how the hell are you?
Good.
Wendy, what were you doing off air when you were on hold? Because you were talking throughout the whole bit. You were enjoying it. You were laughing. You were singing. You were dancing. You were doing something. What was going on?
I was writing a song about butter.
You were writing a song about butter?
Yes.
Can you sing me some of your butter song? I'd love to hear your butter song.
Yeah, me too.
Butter, 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 butter.
Butter, butter?
Yeah.
Is that all you got so far?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay.
Why don't you... I'm going to stick my butter in her butter. Like that. There you go. Billy will play cymbal on the track. So besides the making butter songs...
My butter's better than your butter.
Yeah. Wendy the retard is cracking up about her butter song.
I know.
She loves her butter song. I take butter in my hiney hole, but her. Wendy, have you ever tickled a man's prostate?
Nope.
Nope.
Good for
Do
you.
Do you want to?
Nope.
No, okay. Would you use butter on it if you could, though?
Yeah.
Yeah. She would. She would use butter on it. Ooh. Hashtag butt her is now trending. Butt her.
What was that?
B-U-T-T-A-G-R.
What
butt
was that
her.
Movie with Marlon Brando where they used the butter? Last Tango in Paris. Yeah.
Oh, they used butter as lube?
Yeah, he buttered the whole...
He went in a hiney hole?
Buttered the whole woman up.
Come on, Joe. Wendy the retard's an innocent woman. She's never taken in the butthole.
Well, no, I was talking about the Marlon Brando.
Oh, okay. Wendy, now, were you on Stern today or the other day?
The other day.
What? Now, what happened? Because Joe said he heard something that your dog passed away. Is that true?
No. My dog is just fine. My dog is playing outside in the backyard.
Okay. I knew I got it wrong. It was something about...
There's a shock. Joe got something wrong.
Yeah. There was something about the dog got lost in the storm or something like that. You know, they had the bad storm in Florida.
Did you lose the dog in the hurricane, Wendy?
We lost power, but that's about it. We had a little bit of wind and rain, but that's about it.
There you go. So she only lost wind and rain, Joe. Okay. She was fine.
I know I got it screwed up somehow.
The dog is fine. The dog's licking butter right now. Wendy's going to smear that butter on her body and wrestle the dog later. It's going to be a good day.
Good for
it's a good day.
Yeah.
See? Hashtag butt her. Yes.
Since the hurricane, how's the dumpster diving been?
What?
How's the dumpster diving been?
Oh, yeah. How's the dumpster diving been?
Good. Okay. I just helped a couple of homeless guys find a couple of boxes of chicken.
You found
dumpster.
You found a couple more boxes of chicken?
Yeah.
Was it fried chicken or was it raw chicken?
Fried chicken.
Only the best. Only the best for Wendy to return.
See, she knows where to go. She gets cooked.
I would see if it's still in the container. I'd probably eat a piece of dumpster chicken. I don't think I wouldn't.
If anything, it's a day old.
Yeah, if it's still in the case, I don't see why you wouldn't eat it.
Sure.
If it's loose,
it's still good. It's still good. They just throw it out. They don't sell it all in one day. They just throw it out.
So right. Why don't you, Wendy? Why don't you talk to the guys that throw out the stuff and say, instead of throwing it out, can you just leave it on the side for me and I'll pick it up?
Sure, it'll be a lot easier.
Because they have a policy.
Oh, they have a policy they can do that?
I actually worked with a guy that would give the homeless people that lived in the parking garage below us the chickens. The company fired him.
Yeah.
For stuff that he was supposed to throw out, he gave to homeless people.
And they fired him.
I never understand that rule either, because it's one of those things like, remember when we used to throw out bread?
Right. Well,
and the bread wasn't moldy?
What happened at one point was they were donating everything, giving away.
And then somebody got sick
and sued. And then Bloomberg set up that rule where everything you give has to have a calorie count on it. Like all the bakeries and stuff can't give away rolls and shit anymore.
All the pizza at the end of the night, he worked the pizzeria.
Uncle Jackie was breaking the law.
Well, at the time, no, but as time goes on,
he's a heathen. He's breaking the law.
Hey, the best time to go get pizza was usually like just before they closed because of that reason.
Yeah, you get a whole pie.
You buy a slice, you get four free. You know, it was always a great deal.
Well, one day I actually, when the pizza dude forgot to get some in pizza, I actually did steal a pizza out of a car window.
You took pizza out of a car window?
Yep.
Wait, hold on for a minute. So the pizza dude left the window open and you stole a pizza?
Yep.
Yeah, Wendy.
Gotta eat, right?
Gotta eat. Gotta make it happen.
I'll pizza.
Give me that pizza. Oh, my God. I can see Wendy doing that. Wendy the retard is eating the pizza. Did you take a whole pie or did you just take a slice? What'd you take?
I take the whole pie.
Good for you.
Was it pepperoni?
Yep.
Was it sausage?
Pepperoni.
Just pepperoni. See, I thought I had her there for a minute. I thought Wendy was just going to keep saying yeah, but it wasn't. It was just pepperoni.
That happened to me once, but it wasn't a pizza. It was a knish. I was downtown, lower Manhattan, where they make the knishes. They get the real good ones. The guys run around the little car.
Garibaldi's there? Garibaldi's or whatever it is?
No, it was some kind of Gablingers or something like that. Super knishes. Fresh out of the oven. Great. I bought two of them. I put them in the car in the seat.
Uh-huh.
The seat next to them because they were too hot to eat.
Uh-huh.
Just out of the oven. A guy came right over and grabbed them right out of the car and ran down the street with them. I chased them for about a block with the car. Couldn't catch him. He was zigging inside the alleys. Oh, I wanted those conditions bad.
That guy went to the Wendy the Retard School of Food Delivery.
So. Oh, yeah. Yep. I can't believe he stole my knish.
So that's what Wendy should do. Wendy should just wait for someone to get a food delivery. Like, you follow the Chinese food guy or the pizza guy or whatever.
That's true.
And then he goes to the door, and then you just go into the back seat and pull out whatever's left.
Yeah. Well, you can just go over to them and say, listen, I'm taking the food. They're going to pay you inside.
There you go. I'm here to get the food, please.
And then you just run away.
Wendy, are you still panhandling?
Yep.
How much money did you make the other day?
I didn't make nothing.
You didn't make nothing?
It's been pretty rough since the hurricane, right?
Yeah. Maybe you're doing it wrong, you know?
Well, what she needs to do is use one of the dumpsters as a boat.
Oh, yeah.
And just, like, go around the neighborhood. rowing and just moving the dumpster around.
Yeah. Row, row, row your dumpster.
Gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 butt her.
By the stream.
She likes it. That's today's word is butter.
I know.
She loves it.
That's like the mugger goes up to the guy and goes, stick him down. The guy goes, you mean stick him up? He goes, no wonder I haven't made any money.
yeah. Wendy, what are you doing now? Because I hear people around you.
On the way home.
Oh, you're on the, so you're in the car with the family?
Yep.
Can you get the whole family to sing the butter song?
Celebrating New Year's or something?
Wendy, are you Jewish?
Huh?
Are you Jewish?
Yeah.
Are you celebrating Rosh Hashanah?
You got to get home quick.
Yep. Is that why you're singing the butter song? You're going to put some butter on the latkes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah. Can you get the whole family to sing the butter song in the car right now?
Right now my mom's on the phone.
Oh, tell mom to just scream out butter.
She's talking to my sister.
Oh. Is anybody else in your family retarded or just you?
My whole family's retarded.
That's a gift. Your whole family's retarded?
Yeah.
So you had a retarded mommy, a retarded daddy, a retarded brother, and a retarded sister?
Yep.
Wow. That's amazing.
Well, makes sense.
Is your dog retarded, or is your dog not retarded?
My dog is retarded.
Is it anyone that comes in contact with the Wendy the Retard family becomes retarded, or were they retarded to begin with?
Yeah, it is catching.
We've been retarded to begin with.
You've been retarded since day one?
Yeah.
Down syndrome since day one? I'm just making sure. But because I don't know. To me, that's a family that retards together, Danny. Of course, stays together.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Where are you headed now with the family?
Home.
What are you going to do at home?
I'm just playing Freddy Krueger.
I was about to ask you the same thing. You love Freddy Krueger, right?
Yes.
Can you do Freddy Krueger for me? Because you do his voice, and it's just like Freddy Krueger would be on the phone with me right now.
Ooh. Out to hear my pretty and your little soul too.
Very good.
You gotta do the Wendy. You gotta do the laugh. I love
my- do you have the sweater to go with it?
She probably does. Yeah. Wendy loves. She watches Friday the 13th.
I also got the hat, the mask, and the fingers.
Oh,
nice!
She watches Friday the 13th. I'm saying she watches Nightmare on Elm Street all the fucking time.
Have they made any new movies since Robert Englund died?
Robert Englund did not die.
Yeah, he's dead. Isn't he
no,
dead?
He's not dead.
Oh, God,
Joe, you know nothing about anything.
Wes Craven.
Wes Craven
is dead. The guy that created Nightmare on Elm Street.
It's Robert Englund.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Did he die?
Wait, Wendy, call Joe a fucking retard.
Fucking retard is Robert Englund.
Freddy
Krueger.
I love Wendy.
We need that as a draw.
I love Wendy.
Oh, okay.
Wendy, I want to
get... sure it wasn't Roger Elam?
No, it's Robert Englund.
Roger Elam is the one who probably died.
Wendy knows because Wendy...
Robert Englund's not dead yet. He's still alive.
Oh, yeah, yes. you tell him, Wendy.
No wonder I haven't won bingo.
And he's worth $14 million, Joe,
really?
By the way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that all?
Yeah. Wendy, do you put the Freddy glove on?
And butter?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you take the butter and, and like smear the butter on with the Freddy Krueger glove?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Ooh, nice.
Okay.
That's ingenuity right there. That's good stuff. And then she pierces the toast. She pierces it.
He uses it on that prostate thing. It works good.
Well, I don't think she's into the prostate massaging.
Well,
She might. With the butter, it will go right in.
Sure.
And when you get the butt her, it'll go right in.
Yeah.
Hashtag butt her. We'll go right in. Do you watch? All right, let's break this down. Let's have this retard movie review right now. Do you only watch the first Nightmare on Elm Street, or do you watch all the Nightmare on Elm Streets?
I watch all of them.
Which one's your favorite?
One.
Yeah.
One, three, four, six,
and Freddy versus Jason.
Now, see, nobody likes two. Nobody likes two. I don't know why. Why doesn't number two get the retard seal of approval? Why?
I don't know, because I mostly watch 1, 3, 4, 6, and Freddy versus Jason.
I like Freddy versus Jason. I thought that was a good one.
See, I kind of lost it too. On three. I didn't like three.
You didn't like three? Isn't three? Three is the Dream Warriors, right?
It just didn't work for me. I don't know. That one didn't work. Wendy, the first two were good to me.
Wendy, I got another retard over here. Can you tell Billy the retard why you think number three is really good? Billy didn't like number three.
There was just something about it. Maybe Billy, it was the song itself.
Number three?
Yes. Excuse me. Wendy's going to tell you.
The number three Freddy Krueger's movie, because it's awesome, because a guy walks in his sleep.
There you go, Bill. What the fuck else do you need? Oh. A guy walks in his sleep. Has she changed your mind now?
That's why the Dream Warriors is in it. Jesus. Okay. Now I see how it fits. Okay.
Now
that's my favoritest one.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. His favoritest. Now, what about like four, Wendy? That's the Dream Master, right?
Yes.
And then five is the Dream Child.
Yes.
See, I'm almost as much as retarded as Wendy is.
You are.
Yeah, Wendy, you know what? Do you watch Wes Craven's The New Nightmare?
Yes, I do.
Do you like that one?
Yep.
Now, you watch them all. Is that all you watch, or do you watch anything else?
I watch Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Oh, my
favorite, I watch Mary Poppins, A Spoonful of Sugar.
Can you sing A Spoonful of Sugar for me?
A spoonful of sugar keeps the medicine go down. The medicine go down.
The medicine go down. Just
a spoonful of sugar keeps the medicine go down.
In the most delightful way. Yes, that was good, Wendy.
Yeah.
What about supercalifragilisticexpialidocious? Even though the sound of it sounds fucking retarded. That's what I'm at.
When you let to say it, you will surely be precocious.
Oh!
Precocious?
Precocious. She's cracking the fuck. We are making Wendy crack the fuck up.
That's right.
Wendy is enjoying the shit out of this show.
One person at a time. We're going to infect the world.
That's right.
We're going to spread it like someone's getting an Arrow's prostate exam.
Yahoo!
All right, so now what about Friday the 13th? You don't like Jason?
Yes, I like Jason, yes.
All right, so Jason, but you like Freddy more, right?
Yes.
Now, do you wish that Freddy would come visit you in your nightmares or your dreams?
No.
Yeah.
Why? I think you can take Freddy in a fight. You got retouch strength. You can take him.
Yes.
So, I mean, what the hell? You could be Wendy, the retarded dream master.
You could fuck him.
Yeah. With some butter. You put some butter on. Tell him to put some butter on all those burns he has. Put a little butter on that, Freddy.
Okay.
Like, that's what he does. So you have that. Let's Michael Myers. What do you think of Michael Myers?
He's cute. He's hot.
He's
hot.
Cute.
Yes. Hot.
You want to have sex with Michael Myers?
That's the guy Saturday Night Live, right?
No, that's Mike Myers. She's talking about Michael Myers.
Is not the same guy?
Different guy.
Different guy, Joe.
One played Austin Powers. One's a serial killer.
Yeah.
Did you hear, by the way, did you hear Wendy the Retard? Did you hear that they're going to make a new Halloween, and Jamie Lee Curtis is going to be back?
Oh, really?
No, I didn't know that. No, I didn't know they were going to make another Halloween movie.
Yeah,
with
Jamie Curtis. Do you think do you think it's stupid because didn't she die in the last one?
Yes, she died in the last one. Yeah.
But magically, they're just going to bring her back. Isn't that kind of retarded?
Yes, it's kind of retarding.
See, I think that Wendy should have a segment on this show where Wendy tells us what's retarded or not.
Yeah.
That's what she should do. She's the authority on retarded stuff, and she would tell us, and she thinks that Wendy... Thank you. And Wendy could tell us that Jamie Lee Curtis coming back, slightly retarded. Slightly, mildly, as they would say. Like Danny retarded. Not fully retarded, just kind of retarded.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, she died in part two.
Yeah, she died. Well, she died also. She died in the last one that they made, she got dropped out of a window by Michael, by her brother, Mike Myers from Austin Powers. Dropped him out of a window, and she fell from the top of an insane asylum to the ground.
She took the plunge.
And she fell and broke her shit. Yeah. And now she's going to come back. And then you know why I heard she's coming back, Wendy? You know how she lived? She ate Activia.
Activia. Crapped herself out.
She ate the yogurt that makes you crap.
Crapped out.
Yep.
That'll do it.
Oh. Billy's watching. Billy, it got so turned on by what you said about Freddy Krueger, he's now watching Freddy Krueger movies, Wendy. Do you see what you did? You made Billy a convert, and now he's watching. Billy, which one are you watching? Nightmare on Elm Street, which one? One through what? Which one are you watching right now?
I'm watching them all.
He's watching them all.
Freddy Krueger from A Nightmare on Elm Street.
A Nightmare on Elm Street. Well, now we should have, that should be Wendy's theme music. Can we get the Nightmare on Elm Street theme?
Probably.
And then that'll be Wendy's theme music. Wendy, by the way, you have to do something for me. I am a fan of the Howard Stern Show. I am a fan of you. You know I love you.
Yeah.
You gotta say, how do you pronounce Jimmy Kimmel's name?
Jimbo Kimmel.
I never not love to hear that. When Fred plays that on the show, I love hearing Wendy say, Jimbo Kimmel. Is the great
Jimbo Kimmel.
Are you going to go see Jimbo Kimmel when he comes to Brooklyn?
Yep.
You're going to go see him just so you can go on stage and go, Jimbo Kimmel.
Yep.
Nice. They should get a Freddy Krueger guy. They should get Robert Englund to hang out with you.
Yeah.
That's what they should do.
That's a party.
If Jimbo Kimmel was a nice fella, which I think he is, mm-hmm. when Wendy the retard shows up,
He bought me bowling shoes, and I still have this bowling shoes.
He brought you bowling shoes?
Wow.
Yep.
Can you get Jimbo Kimmel to buy me something, too?
Yes.
Sweet. I love my little retard. She's a genius.
Prepackaged chicken.
Prepackaged fried chicken. I want Jimbo Kimmel to buy me that.
Okay.
Can we get, maybe Jimbo Kimmel can buy the box set of all the Nightmare, do you own all the Nightmare on Elm Street movies?
No, not really.
Which one do you need?
All of them again, because they've been skipping. All
right, so boom, there you go. Well, you got to stop. Don't lick the discs.
Okay, I won't.
Okay, good.
Keep the butter off it.
Keep the butter off the thing. You don't try to cut the butter with the DVDs. That's the problem.
It's not toast. You don't butter it when it comes out.
You spread it, and then she shoves it. It won't fit in the DVD player. Put some butter on it. Okay. And she shoves it in there, and it doesn't work.
Yeah.
All right, so ask Jimbo Kimmel to give you some non-butter-covered, scratched-up DVDs of all the Nightmare on Elm Street. He'll probably hook you up. He's a nice fella.
Okay.
All right. I love you. Everyone say goodbye to Wendy.
Bye, Wendy.
I love you, too.
Bye, Wendy. That's my little retard.
Yes, sir.
I love her. My little retard. Retard head.
Would you hit Wendy?
What, banger? No, yeah, I would not bang her.
In the dumpster?
No.
No?
She's not what the French would call makes me erect. But I would hang out with Wendy. I would totally, if Joe wasn't such a curmudgeon and didn't have missing teeth and a battered wife,
I do.
I would have Wendy in the studio and she could hang out
with us. I like things that are bad for me.
Damn right. And Wendy could hang out with
her. She's in Florida.
All right.
She's in Florida.
She can dumpster dive her way over here.
Dude, she made it through a storm. She can deal with your shit. How about that?
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Wendy's saying hi, by the way.
Put extra garbage pails in front of Joe so she can dive in them.
Now, if we had a budget, I would have the Wendy the Retard dumpster diving game, and you bring her here, and then you bury stuff in there. And you have her dig through a dumpster and find stuff.
And we all bet on what she pulls out.
Exactly. See?
I love budget. We can't even afford the garbage.
No. I can't afford the bags. The garbage comes in.
I know.
We run around and collect it from other people's houses. We still wouldn't have
I have nothing, nothing for sale.
I have nothing.
Nothing.
I have to get something, so I have nothing. All right, so it was a good show today. Yeah, Dennis Hoff was good. He was a little abrupt, but I know he was busy. And then Forrest Andrews with the fucking Aranos. That's some good stuff.
Oh, yeah, what happened? Dennis had to leave early?
He was busy. He had shit to do.
He was making pizza rolls.
All right. Okay. Listen, free speech is never silent. So always speak the fuck up. And remember,
what?
If you're going to fuck that chicken, make sure that Wendy Dumpster dived it out there for you. And make sure that chicken is nice and fried and have essence of trash. It's delicious. And until then, I say AMF, my friends. And that's very easy to understand. Even a retard can get it. It's adios, motherfucker!
Shut up already!
I was in the middle of something.
Shut up.
Fuck you. Bye!
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.